Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Precious Father, Lord, and Spirit, we just thank you. Thank you that you introduced yourself to us and you have called us out to be your congregation, your church, your ecclesia, called out once. And thank you that daily you enlightening and motivating us in your will and in your way. And thank you, Lord, as a called out ones, there is favor. You favor us and bless us in unique ways according to the wonderful destiny that you made for us before the foundation of the earth and you are now bringing to pass in our lives. Glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 16, verse 1 to 5. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the congregation, the ecclesia, called out ones, which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord as a worthy saint, and that you assist her in whatever thing in which she has need of you. For she has been a helper of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, and to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the congregation, the ecclesia, the called out ones of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the congregation, the ecclesia, called out ones in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia in Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're the first fruits of Christ. As the congregation, as the called out ones, we're the first fruits in Christ, and therefore there is benefits. We have given our lives, and our certain gifts come out, and then those gifts make room for us, and then there's benefits upon us. So that's why we keep the Lord as our master. We're no longer our own. We've been bought with a price now to live for the Lord. Amen. That's what it's all about. This word ecclesia is a Roman word, and what it represents with the Romans, so their understanding and the understanding that the Jews had of the word ecclesia, is when the Romans overcame a certain people group or city, whoever, when they overcame, they then looked for people that came out of their enemies. They looked at them and then they saw sympathizers, the people that had a heart for the Romans, and they could see it. Their attitudes and their actions showed they had respect or whatever they saw, and then they would take them and then they would train them up in their ways, train them up in their understandings, train them up in what their government represented, and then they would also then become part of the Roman government. And so that's where that word comes from. So we can see the whole symbolism there, that we were a part of the world, and then God calls us out, and then he trains us up to fulfill our calling, and so know the kingdom principles, and then share those kingdom principles, be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Be blessed to know God loves you, he has met you, he has called you into his kingdom, and day by day he's writing his laws on your hearts and your minds so that you can represent him in every way. And then we see, like here in this letter, the beautiful benefits there are when we are worthy saints, no more sinners. We are the first fruits of Christ, no more with works of darkness, because we are the first fruits of Christ, the brothers and sisters that has come home and is staying in tune. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.